You can't sleep, baby? Aw. Come here. Come lay with mommy. Yeah, mommy's friend is leaving. It's okay. Come on. Come lay with mommy. Hop up in this bed, baby boy. Oh, come here. Come cuddle with me. There we go. Sorry. Mommy's a little sweaty. You know, son, I have to tell you something. Yeah, I know. I know that you were listening at the door the whole time my friend was in here. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Stay right here. Stay right here. It's all right. I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of glad that you did. Because I bet you heard a lot of confusing things. I bet you thought mommy was in pain or something. And I'm sorry if that scared you, baby. Yeah, I don't want to scare you. And don't worry. Mommy was in no pain at all. In fact, mommy was feeling so, so good. So good that, like, only certain friends can make mommy feel that way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your dad is, he's out of the picture for a while, and mommy hasn't really replaced your dad. You know, mommy hasn't brought you a new daddy. But here's an interesting thing, baby. Interesting thing. Is that I do have lots of daddies, but I call them my black daddies. And I know that's weird. I know that's weird, baby. But trust me, I'm going to explain it to you, okay? So mommy learned after your dad left that I love black men. Mommy just can't get enough of black men. You see, I know I've given you the sex talk before, right? Because you got to the age of masturbating and I wanted you to learn sex from your mother. But I think it's time to learn about real sex from your mother. Yeah, things that I think you're ready to know. In that cute little head of yours. You know how I told you that, you know how babies are made, a man's dick gets hard and they put it inside of the woman, and when they spurt all the sperm inside of there, it makes the lady pregnant, maybe. So that hole that girls have, that your mommy has too, is a very deep hole. It can be very, very deep. And when we have things put inside of us, it actually feels really, really good. Like, very good. And so black men, they typically have enormous peepees. And for today, I'm going to call them cocks, okay? I know I call yours a peepee, and I may still call it a peepee, but black men, my black daddies, they have cocks, okay? Like my friend that left, okay? His cock, you see my arm here, my forearm? His cock is the length of mommy's arm from my wrist to my elbow. Can you believe that? His peepee is that long. Oh my gosh, baby. It is. When I first had my first black daddy, oh my gosh, your mommy was hooked. And you know, mommy won't have sex with anyone else, just black men, because of mommy's deep pussy. She likes to feel, and all women love to feel, totally stretched, and they like to feel so full and have that big long cock reach all the way to the back of the pussy. Oh baby, mommy's getting excited just thinking about it. But So listen, okay? Because you're not a black boy, you're a white boy, right? So in the future, you probably shouldn't use your little white pee-pee on women, because the better thing to do is to let women like your mommy have big black cock, okay? But don't worry, okay? Because there's things that you can do. There's things that you can do to be useful and to enjoy woman. Because if mommy has her way, you're not going to have sex, okay? Since you're a white boy and I've seen your little pee-pee and it's not big at all. I mean, look at mommy's arm, like I showed you. Her friend has a dick that's that long. And then your little pee-pee is this itty bitty. I mean, there's no comparison, sweetie. But it's really okay, okay? So the things that you can do is you can be a lube boy, okay? And what that means is you can get a woman's pussy nice and ready for the big cock. You know, not for your pee-pee, but for the black men. So you can do a couple things that way. You can get a bottle of lube, which, remember, I gifted you some when I knew you were masturbating, because it's important to keep that little pee-pee nice and wet. And not too dry, but you can put, you know, that lube on a pussy, or now this might be exciting to you. You can even put your mouth on it and you can lick it and get it all wet and all ready for the big black cock. Okay. And so that's one important job that white boys can do. And if you, I know that you did hear, I know that you heard mommy's noises. You heard mommy just almost screaming at the top of my lungs, because baby, I can't help it. When that big, huge cock, that's the size of my arm, gets inside of me, it makes me feel so good. And I just have to scream it out. And so, you know, and then, I mean, just picture this, okay? Like here. Let me show you mommy's hole, okay? I'm going to show you mom. Be quiet. I'm going to show you mommy's hole, okay? I know that you've probably seen it in porn, you horny little boy. I know that you're watching porn. But let me show you in real person what a pussy looks like, okay? All right. So mine's just a little bit stretched out from my black daddy that just left. But you see how little that hole is? Do you see that, baby? Yeah, even when it's stretched out, it's a tight hole, okay? And just imagine that big, huge black cock that's the size of my forearm goes inside of there. Isn't that amazing? And don't you want to see that? I mean, just think. I'm not saying this would ever happen, but just think. If you put your little pee-pee in mommy's hole, that doesn't sound exciting. It might sound exciting to you, but compared to mommy putting a cock the size of my forearm in there, I know what everyone wants to see. Everyone wants to see the big black cock go inside of mommy's hole. Everyone would pick that, okay? So, one thing, baby, that I could do is I could start training you. I could give you hands-on white boy training. And there's a special word too. I want to train you to be mommy's cucky, to be mommy's cuck boy. Okay, cuck is a word for the white boys that don't have sex. Like the black men, they are not cucks. They are mommy's daddies, okay? I call them my black daddies because they just fuck me so good, baby. Now, one thing that you can do is, as a cuck, is you can be a spectator. And oh, you don't know what that word means? Well, a spectator is when you just kind of watch, Like when you go to a sports event, you're a spectator, you're just watching. So you can just watch mommy get railed and learn the lesson that black men just fuck. Like, oh my God, they fuck better than anyone on this planet. And I want you to see that. And as a cuck, you can see that all the time. It's kind of like having live porn in front of you. Like, can you imagine that? Being able to see porn happen in real life. You get to smell it, hear it. And if you're lucky, you get to taste it. But just seeing it up close is just so much different, baby. And it'd be from your mother, too. But that's one way. And then another way, too. This is really good cuck boy behavior, okay? Good cuck behavior is when you cheer for the black daddies. So you tell them that, you know, you thank them for fucking your mother. You tell them that their cock is just so huge, that their cock looks so good inside of mommy's hole. You say, yes, fuck my mother harder. You know, things like that, which they'll probably put you in your place if you tell them what to do, because sometimes black daddies can be very, very dominant and they won't want little white boys telling them what to do, but they might like to hear you telling them that you like to see them go harder. But we can work on that. That's another lesson. But definitely cheering for the bull. And another way, this is what I would love, baby. I would love this. Like, I'm imagining being on my hands and knees and my mommy tits are hanging out. I know that you've been staring at them. That's how I wanted you to get in bed with me, as I know I had my tits out and I knew you'd come straight to them. But imagine mommy on her hands and knees, my tits are just hanging there. You're facing me and a big black daddy's behind me and he's just, oh my God, he's pounding mommy's pussy so hard and it's making me scream. And imagine I want to hold your hands. You can help me, baby, by holding my hands and make sure that I feel nice and safe when that big huge cock is ramming into me, and I'll look at you and tell you how much I love you and also how much I love big black cock. It would be so wonderful, baby. Yes, I'd love to look you straight in the eyes and tell you how much I love you while a black man's railing my pussy. Mm-hmm. You can give mommy kisses on her cheeks. Yes. Now, there's also, as you can see, another way to help is, like you saw my black daddy, he doesn't like to cuddle. He just likes to bang your mother and leave. It's totally fine. I like it that way. But, you know, mommy likes to cuddle. So that's what you could do. You could come in here after my black daddies leave and you could cuddle mommy and do what they don't have time to do. And I'll just be like laying here in a pile of sweat, like shaking from having so many orgasms. And you can just hold me. You can hold mommy and just make me feel good. And, you know, other ways to be a good cocky is going and getting the black daddies and your mommy ice cold water when they have a break. And even this we're going to have to work up to, baby, okay? I know this is you're probably going to hear this and you're going to think, oh, no way I could do that. But listen, imagine mommy just got fucked for hours by big black cock, okay? And then you, the black daddy, left, and then you got to come in and you got to lick and feel mommy's used pussy, and then you felt a black daddy's load inside. And you could lick it out. That would be so helpful for me, because usually I have to go sit on the toilet and I just have to sit there forever and let it just like leak out into the toilet. It would be so helpful if you could come suck it out. Yeah. And then even you could give me a bath afterwards, maybe, and I could tell you all the ways that that black daddy made me feel good. Mm-hmm. And sweetie, I want you to watch me get fucked by black men. I think it would be so good for you to see as a young boy the things that you will never be able to do for women. Yeah, and honestly, also, this sounds so romantic. You could be my cucky boy forever. Oh my God, imagine that. You don't ever have to leave. You'll be here forever. You won't be trying to fuck any other woman and just disappointing them. Because listen, you are going to disappoint any girl that you try to fuck. You will. She may have a good time and she may, you know, enjoy it a little. But comparatively, no comparison to black men. Women need black daddies, okay? Because what's going to happen is, let's just say that mommy didn't teach you this lesson and you went in a few years, you got married and you married this beautiful woman and everything was fine at first, but she's going to get bored. She's going to get so bored with your little white willy. And then you know what's going to happen? She's going to cheat on you, or she's just not going to be, she's going to be so mad at you all the time. She's going to complain about everything. And then you will always be addicted to porn too. That's another thing. That's what happens to cucky boys, is they get into the habits of watching so much porn. And the moment that you watch big black cock porn, you're not going to want to watch anything else. And so that's going to affect your marriage too. So you see, it's just, it would be better if you could just be my cucky boy forever. Doesn't it sound so great, baby? Oh my God, you could help me get ready for my dates. Yeah, you could help me pick out the sexy lingerie that I wear for my black daddies. And then you could always, if you were a good boy, you could lick mommy's pussy beforehand and make sure I'm nice and warmed up. Oh my God, I could train you to be the best pussy licker. Oh my God, this is perfect, baby. Why have I never thought about this? I want you to be my cucky boy forever. I do. I want you to see mommy get railed. You'll be so happy to see your mommy so happy. And also, you'll get to see how much of a slut your mommy is for black cock. I just think it's healthy for you to see, baby. Yes. And also, if you're a really, really good boy, I'll even let you put on a strap-on cock. So that's something that you wear. And I'll put a big black cock dildo on it. And I'll let you fuck mommy so you know what it's like for men, for black daddies, when they fuck your mommy. Doesn't that sound great? Don't you want to be on top of mommy and fuck me like a black daddy? Because you'll never be able to do that, baby. I will never let your cock go inside of me, ever, ever. It's a little white willy. It's never going to go in there, okay? And, you know, sometimes you're going to get super, super horny, okay? Because you're not going to have a lot of release. And so mommy can buy you a special chastity cage to put you inside. Oh my God, because I want you to watch the whole time. And I can imagine you're going to get very, very horny when you watch mommy get railed by black daddies. So I might need to lock you up so you can last and you'll watch the whole thing. And then mommy, you know, I can always milk you afterwards if you're a good boy. I can do that. Yeah, see, it's going to be perfect, baby. I think you need to be mommy's cocky boy for the rest of your life. Please, baby, just consider it. And I'll start giving you lessons while you're still home. And I'm pretty positive after a while, when you turn 18, you'll never want to leave.